gonna start a party, we will party hard. Everybody wake up.
Oh, that is awful.
All right, we're back on the podcast, guys. How are you feeling today? How's everybody doing? We got a full house today.
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
We're back.
We are back, baby.
We're back, baby.
We had a piss poor October. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
We were busy.
We were very busy. We had busy lives.
It was a great time.
It was a great time.
It was the darkest times.
The darkest times for the darkest of ales.
Darkest times.
Let me do some introductions real quick. With me, as always, is my co-host, Evan Grover.
Hi.
Hey, there he is. To my left is the baddest man, the brightest man, the baddest man
the
on the planet.
The baddest!
Man on the planet?
Man on the planet.
Corey Flintoff.
Hi.
You got a fresh cut. You look good.
No, yeah, fresh cut, yeah.
And to my right, a new mainstay to the podcast, Mr. Dexter Brooks. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing excellent.
Glad to be back.
We're glad to have you. So, we had a lot to do over the month of October. We had a nice Halloween party, the 8th or 9th annual Halloween extravaganza, right here in Casa de Mi, my domain. And so in honor of that, we talked about how epic the party was. I thought it would be a good topic if we did top 5 movie parties. Parties that happened in movies. So
not party movies.
Just
parties
a
that
party
happen.
That happened in a movie that you were like, I want to go to that party.
Yeah.
I want to be on that.
Yeah.
I want to be in that. I want to be inside of that party. I want that party to be inside of me.
Yeah.
So... like always, first let's talk about what we are drinking, because this is beer and movies. Oh, that felt
yes.
good.
We'll get some.
I am going to start, and as we were talking on the intro... Set some spillage.
It got kind of frothy.
Usually it's me that happens to...
I just open it, man.
The tables have turned.
Right.
As we said before, we are drinking the darkest of ales for the darkest of times.
Dark times.
I am over pumpkin beer. I'm done with it. I'm going to wrap that up. I'm going to put that in the closet. We're gonna revisit that next
year.
Yeah,
we're done.
So I'm going back to my roots. I love me a nice dark ale. And I'm going with the Narragansett Autocrat Milk Stout. Coffee Milk Stout. And it's delicious. Autocrat.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't fucking know. I didn't make that thing.
Okay.
Oh, that's delicious.
It sounded good.
Oh, that's delicious.
Sounds delicious.
Evan, what is this eclectic group of alcohol you have across me?
Well, I only have two.
All right.
I have a, from Stone Brewing Company.
Stone Brewing Company.
I have an Arrogant Bastard ale. Arrogant Bastard. And it has a...
all ales from the future, loudmouth braggarts?
They are. No, just me, baby. It has a kick-ass gargoyle on it. It has a beer and he's smiling at me.
It's a kick-ass gel.
It's kick-ass gel. So, I have an Arrogant Bastard.
And,
oh,
and
then
you're backing that up with some Long Trail.
I'm backing it up with some fucking Long Trail.
Back that ass up.
Because you gotta, walk on that dusty trail.
Doesn't it say you're not worthy on there?
Yeah, it does. It talks about how you are not worthy to drink this beer. The Arrogant Bastard.
Corey, what the fuck are you drinking?
I am drinking Berkshire Brewing Company Oktoberfest, because I can't... I can't get enough of it.
Just can't
I
get
also
enough.
Have a... The Coffee House Porter.
There you go.
In the other room.
That's what I'm talking about.
Which is a dark beer.
It is a dark beer.
For dark times.
And then, Dexter, you are drinking something that I am going to get on sooner than
Bisquick
later.
Bisquick right now.
He's drinking Bisquick.
Yes, I am, actually. This is from the Breckenridge Brewery, a fine Colorado ale. This is a vanilla porter.
It tastes like straight up pancakes.
It tastes like pancakes.
Pancakes.
It is delicious.
You're going to have fucking diabetes right now.
very delicious.
Luckily, we're all handy with
the needle. You get all antsy in the pantsies when they get the syrup in them.
Yes, yes, they do. So, yeah, so that's what we're drinking. So I figure we'll do some movie news, some now playing. I really watched much. I've been watching a lot of TV. Barely.
It was, like I said to you the other night, there's a lot of, you know, really good stuff that has popped up on Netflix, and I was looking around, and of course I settled on Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, Netflix is on fire right now. There's a lot of good stuff out there that just popped up.
But I think everybody's like me, where they just... They look and they see all these things I want to watch, and they just go back to something familiar.
Old Faithful.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk to Evan about real quick, something we talked about in the Halloween episode. Me and Evan attended a screening in Boston at the Wilbur Theater of The Evil Dead. At the Wilbur.
We supported the Wilbur Theater.
Yes. And we were up in the balcony. We were up in the cheap seats.
Yep, we paid nothing.
According to Bruce Campbell, we paid nothing.
Yep. Up in the balcony.
So Bruce Campbell comes out to intro the movie.
So we were seeing a screening of Evil Dead where Bruce Campbell did a Q&A afterwards, which is what we thought. But what happened was is that Bruce Campbell comes out and basically introduces the movie and the whole night, and then afterwards he does a Q&A. After the movie, he does a Q&A.
Yeah, and it was super worth it because he's charismatic as fuck.
Oh, God.
He is a really funny dude.
I could sit and watch him up there for an hour.
He was just straight spitballing, like, comedy. Like, he was up there basically just doing, like, he had everybody laughing. Yeah. Dude's a total troll. He's a total troll because people would ask questions like, what's the backstory? And he's like, just a movie, man. Just a movie.
He asked them, would you ever want to do a spot as a zombie on Walking Dead? And he's like, no, they're fine.
I'm fine.
We're fine.
Yeah.
Everybody's fine.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, it was awesome. He was talking about, like, somebody's like, which character do I identify with the least? And he was like, I don't really identify with any of these assholes.
Talking about his roles.
Oh, his roles in all the movies. It was brilliant. It was excellent. He was great. It was a very fun experience.
Yeah. I just love how, most actors, they'll pander to their fans.
Right. He was not having
he
it.
He does not do that. He completely straight up, he doesn't berate them, but he makes fun of them.
Very blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what that was.
It was a great night. It was a great time. It was great to be a part of it.
It's a great time to be alive.
Yeah.
So Marvel dropped a big bomb last week that I figured we could talk about real quick.
Huge.
DC and Fox.
They dropped a couple of bombs.
Yeah, they dropped a Havana omelet on the rest of the movie community, because DC's like, oh, we got Aquaman coming out maybe, and, you know, Justice League. Marvel is just like, fuck you, Double Freedom Rockets. This is everything coming
out. Fuck you, nobody cares about that shit.
This is everything coming out that your kids are going to be watching in the theater, because fucking we're going deep.
They got plans for fucking 2018.
So this is the lineup that is scheduled to go. May 1st, 2015, you got Marvel Age of Ultron. That trailer has dropped. It looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. And it was leaked by Hydra.
Yeah, according to Marvel, it was leaked by Hydra, which is pretty funny.
Of course.
And then it's funny, it leaked, and legit, they just did the smartest thing in the world. It was like, fuck it, just release the trailer. It released at, like,
that,
10 o'clock on, like,
night,
Thursday.
The trailer leaked at, like, 8 o'clock at night, and then they just said fuck it and released the actual trailer.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant,
like,
by Marvel.
Later.
So, Age of Ultron, and then you got Ant-Man, July 17th, 2015, which is a movie I'm not super anticipating. I'm a big fan of Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
But it's just something about an Ant-Man movie I'm just not excited for.
Hey, you know, I knew nothing about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I know, you're right.
They surprised the fuck out of me. Jones in for that one, and that turned out to
when
be
you
cool.
have low expectations, that's
you're right.
when.
That's
kind of
like the best
the
part
water.
Is you just go in to watch a movie.
So then, May 6th, 2016, Captain America Civil War, which is a huge...
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be sick, because they're just dipping their toe into all that content that's just floating out there. And it was big news because Robert Downey Jr. signed on. He has a big role in Civil War. Then you got May 5th, 2017. Let me go back. November 4th, 2016, Doctor Strange, and they announced casting for that.
Yep.
And that is Benedict Cumberbatch, a personal friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys worked on a movie.
We did work on a movie together. Very nice guy, I will say.
Once again, another, you know, character from Marvel I really don't know anything about, but the fact that he's involved
makes
me excited.
Funny thing, I think it's the director of The Conjuring. That is so it's going to be Marvel's first kind of dark horror story.
It's going to be good.
Interesting.
Because it's like Doctor Strange. He fights like demons and shit.
That's cool.
So then you got May 5th, 2017, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. July 28th, 2017, Thor Ragnarok.
And they're both,
and they said Tom Hiddleston signed on to be Loki in that huge role. And that's going to have a lot of ramifications on where, you know, what's happening and when. I'm also guessing that in Captain America Civil War, Black Panther is going to be a big part of that because November 3rd, 2017, Black Panther comes out. That looks, I mean, they already have the actor.
Yep.
I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but he played Jackie Robinson in 42, and he's playing James Brown in Get On Up.
Get On Up.
Get On Up.
May 4th, 2018, this is the big one. Marvel, Avengers Infinity War Part 1. So that's going to be sick. So then we go July 6th, 2018.
Real quick, the Infinity Wars Part 1 and 2 will be directed by the directors of Winter Soldier.
Yes, which is one of my favorite Marvel movies.
It's
going to
be great.
So then July 6th, 2018, Captain Marvel, and it'll be a female Captain Marvel, which is very cool. November 2nd, 2018, an Inhumans movie. That is one that I need to catch up on.
Yeah.
I know Black Bolt is going to have a huge part in the next movie, which is May 3rd, 2019, Avengers Infinity War Part 2.
Yeah, so we're going to be bringing some potential infants
yes.
that we might have by that point.
I mean, we're talking, 4 years into the future. I mean, it's almost kind of a bad thing. I almost kind of don't want to...
Future.
Yeah, like, I almost kind of don't want to know so much that, like... You know what I mean? Like, if they had just stopped at Captain America, I would have been pumped.
I think it's a business decision to just say, like, just to shove it up
show
these
your cards
ass.
Yeah.
And do that. I mean,
totally.
It really kind of started when we went to go see the first Spider-Man movie, when that came out. Kind of... reminded me of like the first time that we knew a movie that was going to come out, and it was like
that trailer dropped
a year
before, early,
and that was kind of like the first time that I can remember us
see and Marvel
being really pumped.
Yeah,
you know?
And the thing about Marvel too is they're big on contracts. They're big on locking people up for it's almost like sports now where they're like, we have this guy locked up until 2019, and that's huge.
But
you
it's good though because you look at people like Hugh Jackman that's been in all of them, and it's amazing. And
Huge Jackman.
But they lend themselves to the character so much and so well, and they have such
a personal
investment in it. You know they're not going to phone it in.
Yeah, and I don't know the number, but I know Robert Downey Jr. is one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood last year just because of, like, the Avengers and, like, all this shit. Iron Man 3, like, he's getting banged.
But these things are, like, printing money.
Though. Yeah, they are.
I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy really kind of opened
up. Second highest grossing movie of the year.
Speaking of that, I just want to bring up a little thing that surfaced while we're talking about like Avengers and all that stuff and actors. Have you caught the thing about Idris Elba?
Yeah, I did. And
a douche.
Yeah, he was pissing and moaning about wire work because he's going to be in Avengers 2, which is a huge spoiler.
Yeah.
And then somebody said it exactly what I was thinking. Like, dude, they will just replace you. You are a really small nugget on the side of the
one. They can replace you.
Marvel.
Two, like, millions of people enjoy these movies.
Right.
You're being thrown money.
Yeah.
To do this stuff.
Yeah,
and he's like bitching and moaning.
You
like,
can just tell it's like
one of
those. Like, I'm a thespian. I should be on wires in this goofy costume.
He totally, fuck off, dude.
And he's a great actor. I love Idris Elba. He's awesome.
He was like touting about like how he's like, I just did Mandela.
Yeah, exactly.
And I should.
It reminds
be doing
me
this.
Of Galaxy Quest with the Alan Rickman character, where he was like, I was on Broadway. And he's got the stupid head.
What a douche.
Yeah, like, that was a douche.
Like, dude, you're being paid. And if his choice words were, this is torture, I'm like, you were in a movie about Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Did you watch the movie? Like, that guy was... He went through torture.
Yeah.
You're being paid to do this.
Yeah, you're being compensated a lot of money to
pretend to be somebody who lived through strife. Fuck you.
And no one saw Mandela, so I'm sorry.
I missed it.
Like, nobody I know has seen it.
That is a thing.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay.
What a douche.
All right, so you ready to party?
We're missing one more thing.
Okay.
There is a name for Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, good call. That just dropped yesterday.
Name is, drumroll. The Force Awakens.
Which I liked.
Which is good. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
It's kind of finally...
It's no Phantom Menace.
Oh, shit.
Right?
It's no Phantom Farts.
It's kind of, for once, a Star Wars title that you kind of are pumped to see.
Yeah, and it actually gives you a little bit of the plot. Like, you figure the Force has probably been dormant for, like, 30 years.
Back. It makes sense.
Like... fucking Harrison Ford.
And of course,
I think A New Hope would have been a good teaser had it not been the very first movie.
Funny thing about that, though, it wasn't called A New Hope until it came out on VHS.
Strange.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
I know. They didn't give it a subtitle because it was just Star Wars and that was it.
Yeah. I thought he had all the names for them.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I think it's a good name. People are already pissing and moaning on the internet saying it's a bad name.
That's what people do on the internet.
Yeah, they'll never be happy with anything.
Welcome. Internet. Yeah.
There's literally no name that they could have used and nobody would have...
Exactly. Yeah, the movie's not out yet. Let's see the movie first.
Something that I've talked about a couple podcasts and I always say, and I will continue to, with sans spoilers, if you guys are caught up on it, Gotham?
I'm in flux.
The only thing I've been watching that I'm caught up on is Constantine, and I like it a lot.
I haven't caught that
I'll tell you the thing about Gotham.
Gotham has me wrapped around it.
Gotham is good. I think the best part of that entire show is the Penguin. He's the most compelling character.
Yeah, he's the most interesting part of the whole show. Yeah.
I think Jim Gordon kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I wish that Bullock would get more screen time because he's really cool. Yeah.
This last episode that was just on for the first time for me was like, holy shit, this is a good show.
All right. I'm not out.
Keep up with it.
This is purely a joke, but I will not start watching until he has a mustache and at least wears glasses.
Yeah, seriously.
can he just at least look or start looking like Gordon?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been good. I've been keeping up on that. They brought in Mockingbird, which I was very much a fan of.
It's cool. I like the villain. Or is he still even around?
Which guy? Which one?
Absorbing Man?
He's in and out. Okay. He's going to be back. You can just tell.
He's completely saturated.
Yes.
He needs to dry himself out.
So we're ready to move on? We ready to party?
I think we're good. Yeah, right. I think we're good.
I got that out of my system.
Okay. Come on, Bennett. Let's party.
Okay. So, like we said before, this is just parties that happened in movies. They're your favorite movie parties. My list is a little weird. There's going to be a lot of like, it's not, you know.
I went kind of goofy on that.
I did too.
I kind of want
because I don't want to be like, number one, Animal House. Like, I want to be fun. I want to have some fun with it. So I'm going to go, and there's going to be a ton of crossover, so let's just apologize in advance. My number one, right to number one.
Yeah.
No, my number five.
Let's skip the other ones.
No, my number five. Is a party that happened at the very end of a movie. It looked like a decently fun party. They were probably drinking blood out of the skulls of stormtroopers. I'm talking about... I know.
God damn it.
All right, do you want to move this to your number five?
All right, fine, yeah.
All right. So, the party at the end of Return of the Jedi.
The Jub-Jub party.
The Jub-Jub party.
This is going to be my number one.
Really?
Yes!
Basically,
fucking hell,
you get the chill. You get the chill with your best buds and listen to a bunch of fucking teddy bears fucking sing Yum Nub while they probably cook and eat stormtroopers.
Yeah. I think they were. I mean, there had to have been heads in those helmets at one point before they turned them into bongo drums.
And everyone's
where
there.
Did they put the heads, Adam? Where did they put the heads?
And everyone's there. There's Leia. There's Han Solo. There's Luke.
Dude, that is
there's Blue Ghost.
There's Blue Ghost. There's Lando, who definitely brought some Colt 45.
Oh, fucking A-Ready did.
Yeah.
They just toppled the Empire.
Wedge showed up.
Yeah, Wedge showed up.
Chewie for some reason.
And
they
then,
never interacted.
Well, it's like you're a friend of...
They're partying on the other planets. Fucking Coruscant's going nuts.
Yeah, yeah. So the party at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Pretty great party.
So, all right. So you'll have to bump this up to number five. And then
I mean,
we'll
there
were
some corpses at that party.
Oh yeah, man.
There was some shit.
I like it. If I can turn a stormtrooper into a drum, I'm gonna do it.
I mean, they definitely. There was some entrails around. That's for you.
Yeah, and I mean, we always gloss over the fact that the Ewoks were going to totally cook them.
Dude,
like Harrison Ford was like on the fucking...
Yeah, they were
like Han Solo was on the thing. They were going to put them on a fire and eat them.
You know there's some, like, before party off-camera stuff that was like, yub yub, and it's like, yes, those ones, yes, you can eat. So it's like, yeah, they definitely drank the blood of their enemies.
All right, so I guess we'll jump, go to our... We'll make that your number five.
Okay.
Oh, that's my number five. All right, so number four... is a pretty kick-ass party. I'm going to go with Weird Science.
Yeah, it's a great party.
Weird Science. There's a bartender. Not a lot of booze flying. No cops, but mutant bikers do show up. And a dude ends up inside of a TV. There's a rocket. She turns Chet into like a little gremlin thing.
Yes.
I think Wyatt and the other dude get laid. The two main characters. I think they get laid.
Yeah,
Wyatt and Chet.
Why not?
No, Chet was the brother.
Yeah.
Gary and Wyatt.
Who's Gary character?
And it's funny, like, they don't think anyone's gonna show up, and then they open the door, and it's like, I don't know, it's like a sea of like 200 people. I wish
those guys from the jazz bar at the beginning though showed up to it.
They do. He's the bartender. He's the bartender. And he was like, I don't know, he asked for something, and he was like, how do you want it? And he was like, I'll take the whole bottle. He was like, how about I take that bottle and stick it straight up your ass? Rocks is fine.
I love that part.
So that's my number four. I mean, what do you got?
My number four is a really weird party.
Oh, this is like an Eyes Wide Shut party?
No, this is like a Boogie Nights party.
Oh, boy.
I'm talking about the actual party that happens in the movie. But the party with the one Thomas Jane.
All right.
Because it's the weirdest fucking party.
Let me stop you.
It's a party, right?
Yeah. My number three was Boogie Night, so let's just talk about it now. Chances of getting laid are a 10, because you're going to Jack Horner's house.
Yeah. No, they're like a 15.
Yeah. And it's just all porn stars. You're getting laid. Yeah. That's one. I mean, these are just drug-filled porno makers, just fucking...
Okay, so all parties from that movie.
Most parties, because I need to put a caveat on this real quick. Not Jack Horner's, I love that name, I just keep saying it.
Jack Horner.
Yeah.
When he says Jack Horner.
Not his, New Year's party.
Who's?
Because Little Bill shot and killed his wife and then killed himself in front of everybody. That was not a good party. That's not a fun time.
No,
but that also was the time that Scotty kissed Dirk.
Yes.
Because he wanted to know if he liked his car. And then he went,
What number was this on your list?
This is my number three.
Okay.
So,
that was a bad party.
That's
not a good time.
And then, the part that you're thinking of, not so much a party as it was a drug deal.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of people there. So
he loves them.
There was Night Ranger. There was some Night Ranger. There was some Rick Springfield going on.
Yes,
I love this part.
I love this part.
Motoring, such a good song.
Alfred Molina.
Alfred Molina is amazing in that party. Should have got an Academy Award.
And Thomas Jane gets fucking killed.
Yes. All right. John C. Reilly, Mark Wahlberg, Thomas Jane, and fucking Alfred Molina just fucking own that scene so bad. It's so good.
It's so weird.
I fucking love
it. It's my favorite part.
I love Boogie Nights. I really, really love it.
You got the touch.
Oh my God. That movie is amazing.
Turn them up. That's great.
I mean,
but the end of that movie makes me feel so uncomfortable.
It's
like a roller coaster, that movie.
It's like when he's on drugs too, and it keeps like focusing in on him when like all this shit's going on around him. John C. Reilly is hilarious in that movie, by the way. Reed Rothschild, I fucking love that name. When they first meet, when Mark Wahlberg and John C. when he's making like fucking margaritas or something, and the thing is like, "What do you bench?" He's like, "What do you bench? I'll tell you first. No, you tell me." And they say it at the same time. They're just like children. It's so good.
Wouldn't he not funny though?
Oh, he's my fucking hero.
What goes in the hole comes out the hole.
You're supposed to spit this stuff out, but no way, Jose.
It tastes like fruit.
So that was my number three. So give me your number three.
My number three is a party that happens while a bunch of neighbors go into another neighbor's house.
Oh god!
I'm talking about the burbs.
Yes,
because they're waiting for the pizza dude.
With the pizza dude coming.
They're basically having a party.
Yeah.
Because their neighbors are going into their neighbor's
house. Their neighbors are invading another neighbor's house to figure out if they're serial killers.
So Ricky Butler calls it. It's like the tea. This is better than the movies. Yeah. This is real life. Thank you, Corey, for articulating that scene for me. Dude, I live that movie.
But I was just like,
get this lame-o off you.
I was thinking about like parties like outside of the box, and that was one that came to mind.
Yeah,
like they were essentially having a party because they were going into his house.
Yeah. Like if we were all hanging out here as we are wont to do, and some weird sketchy shit was happening across the street,
we would throw a party on the porch.
We'd call people over.
Yeah.
They'd get off at the Heights, walk up the road, we'd sit there and watch it.
Dude, they're going into their house.
Cat, get off of my car.
Yes.
And then the house blows up.
And then they blow up the house, and it was
they get to see a fucking house blow up. No, it was a great fucking party.
We're the psychos. We break into your house when you're gone and then burn it down when you're gone for the day.
I just want to say real quick, we've obviously talked about The Burbs a lot, and this is one of favorite Corey's favorite movies. Just dropped on Netflix. Fucking dropped on Netflix. Yep.
I got like this.
So if you've never seen The Burbs, it is a classic Tom Hanks, I almost called him Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks comedy. Toms. Hanks Toms is his real name.
Tom Hanks, Rick Dukerman,
Bruce Dern, who's fantastic. Who's
really,
in that
really
movie.
Funny in that. Corey Feldman, Carrie Fisher.
The last time Carrie Fisher was hot was The Burbs.
Yeah. And that is a solid, that is a gem. That was a hidden gem.
Yes.
I had that on VHS and it was kind of like mixed in. I only ever watched like the
back when your parents would record movies off of HBO and
I
you
think
would
it
have
from the
you
old
have,
Viking video to tell you the
oh,
truth.
Oh no, we would have Pee-wee's Big Adventure,
yes.
Rambo, yep. First Blood Part 2, and The Karate Kid on one VHS.
Yes.
Yes.
On one VHS that I had that was kind of like the Golden Goose
yep.
was Clue.
Oh, good.
The Witness.
Yes.
And Running Scared.
Nice.
That is
excellent. That was the trifecta.
Yeah, that's good.
Of fucking awesomeness.
Yeah, that's
and once
bad.
I finally started getting weird and watching them all, and that was, you know, I mean, I watched The Burbs finally, and then I wound up sitting there, edge of my seat, literally, and I was like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen. What a hidden gem.
Very good. All right, awesome. All right, so my number two,
yes.
right on number two.
Oh, shit. We got slow down.
My number two party is the party from Teen Wolf. The party from Teen Wolf was excellent because you had, all right, let me see here. You're getting a makeout session with Boof. You get to do, yeah, you get
7 minutes.
Yeah, 7 minutes, anything goes. And then they put
the deposit. Think about that. Did you really sign up for 7 minutes
so
and
many,
getting blasted in the closet
so
by
many,
Michael J. Fox?
Dude, so many fucking kegs were at that party.
There was a lot.
Because he goes and gets the keg and they don't even need it.
What's the next name? Help me, Rhonda.
You're probably gonna score. I mean, you had like the two girls in the fucking. They were like in bikinis, like with like rolling around on like shaving cream.
They were doing that.
You
thing.
Had Chubby, who got to eat a whole bowl of Jello out of fucking Rhonda's shirt.
And what was Rhonda gonna do?
Hold the Jello.
Hold the Jello. Right down his shirt.
Excellent. And everybody loves the Teen Wolf, so the cops aren't gonna show up and break it up.
Everybody loved Chubby.
Mm-hmm.
He was a popular dude.
He was a very
which
popular
is really
dude.
Very sincerely, I'm going to say, about a ridiculous fucking movie. They really kind of bucked tradition in that way.
Yeah, a little bit.
They didn't hate on, like, the fat kid. They made him a popular
Yeah, he was, like, a cool dude. Yeah, he got to hang out at the party.
And,
he made out. He,
and
he
nobody gave
Jello
him
out
shit.
Around his
they
boobs.
Loved Chubby.
Yeah.
Same thing
Chubby
with the
had
freak.
A Chubby.
I mean, Teen Wolf. He's a freak. Everybody loves
everybody,
him.
Everybody
yeah.
loved him. That is a very positive movie. I think we can learn a lot about Teen Wolf.
One of my most underrated characters of all time is Coach Lolly. Do you remember Coach Lolly? Yes. When he goes into his office and he's like, talking, he's like, yeah, I had this kid on the team, but, you know, he had to quit because, you know, his family, you know, they needed him to work. You know, these are hungry people. And he was like, so what happened? He was like, I don't know. I cut him. He was third string. I didn't need him. He tells, like, the most pointless story that has nothing to do with anything. And then he gives him, like, this weird life advice, and, it's beautiful. Teen Wolf is an amazing movie.
Teen Wolf's very good. Styles is probably my favorite character.
Styles is excellent. He hosts the party for some reason.
What are you looking at, Dick Nose?
They show, up in the Wolfmobile, and they fucking, Surfing USA, and they fucking...
These waves are mine.
Oh, it's so good. It's so great. I'm Teen Wolf, man. Teen Wolf.
I love it.
All right, I'm going to have your number two.
My number two is a party that happens in L.A.,
oh, cool.
At the Happy Kingdom. Where if you're at this party, I'll just describe the party and I'll let you guess it. If you're at this party, you're in a stadium where people are killing each other in the middle.
Ooh.
And they're shooting their guns.
Okay.
And you're drinking.
Yeah.
And you get to watch Snake Plissken play basketball.
Ah, Escape from L.A.
Yeah, the party at the Happy Kingdom.
Pretty
damn good
party.
Happy
Kingdom, Escape from
Pretty
L.A.
Pretty damn good party.
Kurt Russell could ball in that movie.
That was
too.
Such a weird scene.
It was
they were
weird.
Like, let's make him play basketball. Like,
it's an overall weird movie.
It's a very strange
and he
movie.
Has to make, like, he
has
to have a mob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course he does, because he's a snake and he's great at basketball.
Apparently he's good
he
at basketball.
He flew the golf fire over
he did fly the golf fire over Leningrad.
Yeah, well.
So he can do a half-court no-look-see,
mm-hmm.
no problem.
So, yeah, the party at the Happy Kingdom.
That's excellent.
Where you got to watch Snake Plissken play basketball.
Yeah, it's all inmates,
was a
technically.
Pretty good party,
yeah. It's technically.
Special Forces Black Light. That's what he did when he wasn't killing people
Texas
and saving
Thunder.
The world. That was my cock.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just dig into my number one. This is an obvious one. This is from one of my favorite movies of all time. This is the most realistic party of any party I've ever seen in a movie.
We have been to this party.
We have hosted this party. We have showed up at this party. This is the party at the Moon Tower in Days of Confused.
Nice. This is on my list, but
I mean,
I shoved it.
There was falling down. There was tons of drinking.
There was a fight that
there
sucked.
There was a fight that sucked. That is a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Because there was always a shitty fight. It was never a good fight.
No.
It was always a sloppy fucking mess of a fight. It always ended with someone crying.
Somebody cried. It might not even be somebody who fought.
No. It might have been
why are they fighting?
Yeah, it might have been a girl. I mean, so many hookups. I would assume. Oh, yeah, no. The what's his face? The freshman hooked up with the sophomore.
Yeah. Good on him, man.
Yeah.
How many beers did you have? I have.
It really is like the perfect description of like what a high school kegger is. It's like never really at anyone's house. It's always like down the beach.
It ends up somewhere else.
In the marsh, and you hope you don't have ticks at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Party at the Moon Tower.
Yeah, and plus you got Matthew McConaughey in tight.
Hey, you got Wooderson.
You got Wooderson. You're not going to lose.
That's all you need. Yeah. It's Wooderson. Yeah.
And like they have like a lot of like weird life conversations about like what they're doing.
That was an all-night Rangers.
Yeah,
is that one?
Yep. And they got to order. They got to go get an Aerosmith tickets in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Dazed and Confused is just like a brilliant movie.
It really is.
It's fantastic.
This one's for your mother.
Fucker. And then fucking Ben Affleck never makes it to the party.
Nope.
He got paint.
He got stupid painty pants.
I love the party before the Moon Tower that was going to happen at the dude's house where the kids show up and he goes, no.
Yeah, because his parents stayed home.
Yeah,
Pickford. It's a lot of, like, I don't know. That movie has a pretty decent cast of, like, a lot of up-and-coming.
Yeah.
A lot of guys that didn't pan out.
Mila Jovovich
was
in that.
Yeah.
That's very random.
She was the stoner girlfriend. I don't know if it's Jason or Jeremy London. It doesn't matter at this point because neither of them panned out to be anything.
Jeremy London, because I think Jason London was in
Mallrats.
I thought it was the same guy.
Like, I didn't know.
They're brothers. They're like, two twins?
Two twins? Twins? Shrimp? Shrimps are bugs.
Shrimps are bugs. Dude.
Sorry.
We all know that.
I mean, what else can you say about Dazed and Confused? It's a great movie.
It
was a great party. And it was a very realistic party.
Well, I'm sorry, but my number one's a party movie.
Okay.
The whole movie's a party, but I can't not put it on the list. And the movie's fucking hilarious. I'm talking about Bachelor Party.
Yes. Yes.
You got a horse.
Yep.
You got Coke.
Yep.
And you got Tom Hanks.
Oh, my God.
And I think there's a part where there's a guy being lowered out of a window with no pants on.
Yes. Is it the donkey or the horse that does Coke? I think it's a donkey.
It's a donkey.
The horse. It's a horse. I think it's a... I don't know. I think it's a horse.
Donkey.
I haven't seen it in
smaller.
A long time. It's a funny-ass movie. But yeah, there's... Yeah.
It's such a funny...
It's so 80s.
That's a party I would wish I was at.
Yeah. Well, that's a party we'll have someday.
Oh, I fucking hope
Hopefully
so.
Hopefully not with a Coke.
We'll see.
Sans Coke. But if it's a horse doing Coke, I'm in.
Next, next person that gets married, it's happening.
All right. Coke.
Dexter's bringing the Coke.
So
Coca-Cola.
Right, of course. All right, I have a ton of honorable mentions, so we're just going to basically start breaking down some party movies. I think it's kind of a shame that I didn't mention Can't Hardly Wait.
I thought that was going to be your number one, because we really touted that.
The whole movie is a party.
Yeah, but there's something about that movie that I think it's hysterical. I can't say it's hysterical. I think something about that movie that's like, it's so bad that it's kind of good. Like, I hate, like, you know what it is about that movie? All right, here it is. Can't Hardly Wait's a great movie. The overall arcing plot line of the kid and the girl sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, like, terrible. It's actually
like
unwatchable.
The middle bit where the kid from Empire Records
it's way too
talks
cliche.
About Barry Manilow
yeah,
with
yeah.
peppering.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That whole, the everything.
That sucked.
It's, the party's way too, the overarching storyline is
everything
too
in between.
Mike
Dexter is an asshole.
He is.
Love Burger is one of the greatest.
Somebody order a Love Burger.
Well done. All the side characters are great.
Hey, shut up, Hootie. Who are you calling Hootie?
So yeah,
the band never
can't,
played.
We can't talk about party movies and not mention PCU.
PCU was also my honorable
mention.
Tonight
at the Pit, everyone gets laid.
Yes.
That is a phenomenal movie.
That's a good movie.
Such
I do enjoy that movie a lot.
Love it.
John Favreau in his
John
early
Favreau's
stages.
In it.
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven before he had hair.
Then,
I know it goes backwards.
Yeah, it does.
Before he got paid.
All right, so you got to mention Back to School.
Yeah.
Bubbles. Where's Bubbles? I think Oingo Boingo played that party. I think Oingo Boingo played the party from Back to School. You know, Dead Man's Party, I think they played. They were there. That was a good movie. I do enjoy me some Back to School. Some good Rodney Dangerfield. Not a good actor, but a good comedian.
No, he is a good comedian.
Wayne's World 2, Wayne Stock was a good party.
Wayne Stock.
Yeah. I mean, Aerosmith played.
Yes, they did.
That's sick.
Aerosmith and Pearl Jam. when he's talking.
Really? Aerosmith and Pearl Jam. Who else?
Yeah, who else?
A man fashioning a kayak.
She
had a wood.
No, Shitty Bill was from the first movie.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, they played the Gasworks.
Yes.
No, they suck. So it's not just a clever name.
And then Aerosmith showed up in a giant Murph mobile.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did.
And they
that
played
awesome.
Shut Up and Dance.
Yeah, they did. And that's a good album.
It is a great album.
I rebought that on iTunes. Love every minute of it.
Wow.
Animal House, of course.
Obviously.
But I'm not a huge fan of that movie. I guess it's a generational thing. It's like how we love 80s movies.
Yeah.
People that are like, you know, a generation above us love, you know, 70s movies. And like Animal House means a lot to them. I've seen it. I own it. I was just like, yeah, it's, you know, it's okay.
I mean, there's some funny, like, kind of party-ish scenes, like parties that I would have liked to have been to, like the mixer in Caddyshack.
Yeah.
When Spalding drinks the cigarette butts. Goes up in that guy's convertible.
House Party 2, the Pajama Jammy Jam, is a lot better than House Party 1.
Or House Party 3, shut the fuck up.
Because House Party 2, they got bigger. It got bigger.
Yeah, it did.
And they did the Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody dance. And that's a good song. I put The Great Gatsby on here.
Really?
Yeah, have you ever seen it?
No.
I have a big party.
Yeah. It's a giant, giant party.
Yeah, it almost made my list. Because it's for, they throw a party for the girl and the whole thing.
The prom from Better Off Dead looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I think like Scandal played or somebody. I don't even know who.
I thought it was Fishbone. No.
No.
No, I think that's what John Cusack wanted.
Yeah,
the reunion party from Gross Point Blank.
That's what
good.
That was going to be the next one that I was going to say. That sounded like a cool.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah.
From Animal House, like the party. I mean, not even like the parties there, but just like the Roadhouse scene with Otis Day.
Oh,
was
Mind If We Dance With Your Dates.
Yeah, Mind If We Dance With Your Dates look like way more fun.
Yeah.
Oh, the party in the school, in the library, in the Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
where
they smoke weed and dance.
There's a couple weird parties I want to talk about. Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes.
No, I never seen
it. Yeah, it was a weird sex party.
Yeah, weird party. Yeah.
Is that Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman thing?
Yeah.
See, I'm so
Stanley
off
Kubrick's
them.
Last movie.
No, I'm way
a,
off
it
them.
Was a, it was a little weird. A little weird.
Rules of Attraction. They have a good book. Sage, you like that movie, Rules of Attraction.
Like
they
like
have a weird naked people party.
I think
of
like a
shitload of naked people.
I think that's called, is an orgy a party?
Yeah, sure.
It's a fuck party.
And then,
yeah,
is that
much.
The same party where Jessica Biel, like, bangs like six football players?
It's
a different party.
Different party.
Yeah, okay.
End of the world.
What about the what about like the rave party in Go?
Go is on my list as well. Yeah, the Xmas party.
Yeah, the Xmas party.
Yeah, that was a pretty fun party. The kid like sleeps under like a trash can and does like a shitload of X.
And
then the girl Sarah Pauli gets hit by the two gay guys, and it's a great movie.
That's
I love Go.
I
love that
movie
a lot. I'm surprised I've never talked about it on any lists.
I think because it's a great forgettable movie.
Yeah.
Almost.
No, it's actually not a terrible
movie. Like a
way.
Late 90s gem.
So.
The shitty party that happens, the shitty rave party that happens in Matrix 3.
Oh my god, no! I hate that part.
Wait,
I hate that movie.
Did we send those movies to hell?
No, we should have, but
we
didn't.
Yeah.
No, I would have remembered that. Or not remembered it.
Yeah.
I was just remembering the theater. I'm like, what is happening?
Well, but
the
Batman's party from Batman. That was more like a parade, I guess.
Yeah, it was more of a parade. When he tried to kill everybody.
But
yeah.
Still, it was a pretty good party.
Yeah, he was dancing
everybody
a prince.
Everybody showed up to it.
Well, they had the, like, the, ma- they had a, the party in the, they had that party in the, in his house.
I almost put the party from Batman Begins where he tells everybody to fuck off.
Yeah.
And he's like, all you ass-kissing sycophants can
get out.
Get up.
Just
you know, I'm not joking. Grab your shit and leave.
Drinking
stop smiling.
Yeah. This isn't a joke.
Just
get the fuck out.
Hello, Christian.
The apple has fallen far.
That's good.
Have you met my new friend, Mr. Raz Al Ghul?
Oh my god. Trying to think of more part Gotham's Greed. That was from, the parade.
Trust!
Yeah. I love that song. I love that fucking soundtrack. I still rock that Batman 1989 soundtrack. It is solid.
And it's on Netflix right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Give it some love.
I will. I loved it.
Yeah, you did.
I think that's all the parties we can think of.
I think we're good.
That's really,
old school?
old school. Yeah, it was a good party. Because you brought that up today. Yeah, mm-hmm. Snoop-a-loop, bring a green hat.
Bring your hat. Yeah. We're going to streak through the quad.
Yeah. Oh, and Superbad was also on my list.
Yeah.
That's a good party. Yeah.
Which party?
The party that the fucking culminated
or
the movie.
Or the old people party, because that one was funny too. Was
good. Yeah, Superbad, that still holds up. I still think it's a funny-ass movie.
Blood Brothers.
Yes. that was party.
Yeah.
We had a good party on Halloween.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, a great fucking party. Yeah.
Nobody barfed, nobody cried, nobody fought. That's a good party.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, the Halloween party from Donnie Darko.
That's pretty sick, too, because that kid won as Hulk Hogan. Yeah, somebody got run over by a car. Somebody, there was some drugs. Somebody got shot in the face.
We can run down the costumes from our party real quick. So I just want to make a formal announcement that Dexter Brooks, the man to my right, did win best costume. With a sick fucking hawk from Legion of Doom outfit.
It was awesome. Sick.
The only downer was you didn't have an animal go with your hawk. Maybe next year. I got a good handful of votes. I was Duffman. Duffman likes your attitude. I had my full costume for about 20 minutes.
That's how it always goes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Corey was Jack Burton.
Very nice.
He was a very good Jack Burton for Big Trouble.
I've
got
so much mileage out of that wig too.
You look good with hair again.
You should have just started with Jack Burton.
I should have, but I wanted to rock two different.
And Evan went back to back ears as Drunk Thor.
Yeah, I was Drunk Thor.
Woo!
I was really Drunk Thor.
Yeah.
Which Thor was drunker?
I don't know.
I think this year.
No, last year
I was drunker. Last year I fucking threw up all over my bed in my sleep.
Oh, that's right.
So I was drunker.
Oh, no, we were pretty drunk.
I mean, we had a good time. Yeah, there was a lot of booze.
The thing was pretty drunk last night. I don't know what he was. He was like a what's it.
Who? What?
Lee.
Oh, yeah. Lee was like everything.
Oh, yeah.
He was a what's
he was,
it.
He was like a Skrull.
He was a drunken Skrull.
We had
Slave Leia.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a Slave Leia, there was an R2-D2, there was a Rocket Raccoon, there was a Joker, there was a Bane.
Yes.
I mean, people brought the heat
this year.
They
really did.
Yeah. You advertised very well.
Thank you.
Like,
there was a Marilyn Monroe.
After you see that, you got to just step your game up next year. Next year, it's got to be, I got to start in like August.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
We're going to have to expand.
Next year, I'm going to do better, and then I never really take it seriously enough.
I think next year, I'll probably have my full Viking gear, so I'll probably just be full Viking.
Just bring the shield, not any of the blunt objects.
No. I won't do that. I'll just bring the shield. Of course. I want to get like a thing that I can put the shield over my back.
I'll tell you what did it, is somebody brought the dirty bird. Somebody brought the wild turkey.
I know who.
Oh, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger brought
Kruger
the
brought
dirty bird.
Well, of course, Freddy Krueger would bring the bad dreams.
Yeah, he did.
The nightmares.
He created the monster.
Yeah, there was a full bird.
So if you want to close out the show, I'd like to talk about one thing that popped up recently.
Is this serious?
No,
oh,
no,
okay, good.
No,
I thought
no,
you were getting,
no.
I thought you were getting for reals.
No.
Let's hash it out. What is it?
So, popped up on the internet recently, John Carpenter is releasing an album of, it's called Lost Themes. However, I think maybe he just was playing around and just made these songs because he's not making movies.
Way.
And one song is released called Vortex.
It's amazing.
Which has nothing to do with
Vortex. I listen to it all day today.
But the song is fucking amazing. And it's getting like rave reviews. Every comment I see about the song is everybody's like, oh my god, it's amazing.
It's classic 80s synth like movie themes. It's fucking
phenomenal.
It's
so fucking good.
And they even just drop it in this episode.
You should.
play like a little bit of it.
He really is absolutely amazing.
He's like so wasted right now.
Yeah.
Like Hollywood took one of its most creative filmmakers and just beat him into submission.
Well, you never.
And it's so fucking sad because can you think of like what. You know, we missed out on
what
like, all the ideas.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like you never push a loyal person to the point where they no longer give a fuck.
Right,
and that's the problem. Is
and
that
I,
you have somebody who does a really good job.
He's got so many classic 80 movies that I believe him when he says that studio meddling ruined a lot of his movies.
Yeah.
Because it was like Ghost of Mars. He said was just destroyed
by
the studio.
They don't respect them anymore.
Right,
because they think. I mean, it used to be that you would show respect to the artist and you were just kind of like, the producers would front the money, but you did the real work.
Yeah.
Ultimately,
now the money machine wants all the power and they say, you do what we call you.
Ultimately, though, the releasing of the song made me like so wish for a fucking John Carpenter movie.
Like a real John
just
Carpenter
please,
movie.
Just give me
you should just do like a self-funded. You ought to go DIY or something.
I hope that the amount of hits that he gets on this song will push him to maybe want to do that.
I feel like in this day and age, like he should be able to go rogue and like kickstart a movie.
I mean, anybody could do it.
Call Kurt Russell and be like, I want to make fucking X movie.
Yeah.
What are you up to? Like, let's just fucking do this, man.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
But I don't know.
I mean, I don't really want to see
Kurt
like Son of Snake Plissken, but
the last one was Death Proof. That was pretty good.
He's been in a handful of movies since then. Dexter showed me a funny picture. There was a party at Kate Hudson's house on Halloween, and Zach Braff showed up dressed
as... I saw the pictures, yeah.
He showed up dressed as Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China, and he took a picture with Kurt Russell, who has a honking mustache.
I think...
It's a handlebar.
I think he's a double erp.
Yes.
I think he's supposed to, I think he's in character for his
Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's in the new Tarantino movie.
Because he looks like a fucking crazy biker.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he looked like that.
But I thought it was like a Western.
No, I think there's a bunch of oh maybe
who knows?
It is. Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome though.
I don't know. The movie looks it's not out yet, but yeah. But no,
he's in Hateful Eight, right?
Anticipation.
I'm like 95% sure.
But regardless, he looks like a fucking crazy ass biker.
Yeah.
And I watched a thing recently of him talking about like stories from Escape from New York, and it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah.
We talk a little too much Carpenter on this podcast.
I want to share a quick.
No, story. I like it. I'm just the listeners will
feel like it. Stop listening.
John Carpenter is one of my favorite directors of all time.
Okay.
I want to share a quick story that he tells. He's talking about he's in his full Snake Plissken attire, and he's got his guns on him and like his futuristic shit. And he's talking. They're in like Detroit, I think, or Michigan. There was a big fire. There was a big fire during. There was a big fire, and they went to film in like Michigan or Detroit. Because it looked all fucked up.
Yeah.
So it was like really cheap film to film there. So, anyways, he's a snake or Kurt Russell. He has to walk down like the roadways in this city. And he was alone, and there's like a rough bunch of guys just kind of walked by. He was saying like these guys look fucking mean,
yeah.
They'd fuck him up. And he's in full Snake Plissken gear.
That's awesome.
He's got his gun, and these fucking dudes walk up to him, and they look at him, and he looks at them, and they just like, whoa, man, easy, and they just walk by, like get out of there.
Yeah, they were like scared of him.
Yeah,
that's excellent.
Fucking
he does
awesome
have giant guns with him.
But he says at the end of this, he says he wanted to run back. He wanted to run back to John Carpenter and say, "I think this character is gonna work."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's sick. Is that the picture?
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
I sort of hate Zach Braff, but props to him for showing up dressed as Jack Burton. That's pretty cool.
He got the boots, though, which means he has the money.
Yeah.
Cunt.
I'm glad that we got to talk quickly about John Carpenter at the end of this podcast.
Well, I mean, we did it in the Halloween episode. I think we did it the week before that.
I think we did it.
Hopefully
times.
He put something out.
Well, I just watched Big Trouble in China for like the umpteenth time.
Yeah.
And I've realized that it's solid now. Like, John Carpenter is one of my favorite directors.
I'll tell
of
you
all
what
time.
It is about Big Trouble Little China that stands out more so than a lot of his other movies is that the dialogue is fucking whipped.
It's crisp.
Cracking
yeah.
smart. Like, it's real, real good.
Jack Burton's one-liners, they're like untouchable.
It's great. Like, the actors, the way they.
Is
yeah,
really
it's real good, right.
It honestly made you, is a good
If a movie makes you hungry for more of that character at the end, he did his job. You want to see more of Jack Burton and Wayne.
I think it deserves a chance. I think it really does. It's not, I mean, it's not even as campy as you think it is.
No.
Well, it's just like most of John Carpenter's movies.
Let me put it to you this way.
Wasted potential, or franchises, I guess.
I mean, I recently watched Bloodsport again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I may have been really drunk. I was really drunk.
It still holds
but
up.
But, yeah. It was good, though. But even that movie that takes itself very seriously is way more campy and ridiculous than something that has, you know, some wild out there characters and, you know, doesn't take itself very seriously. I still think that Big Trouble is way better than,
yeah,
you know, than a lot of movies that do actually are sincere and take themselves seriously.
It's a cult classic.
For good reason.
For very good reason.
So, I guess we could wrap this episode of this one a little quick. I feel bad. Usually we're, like, off the rails at this point, but I think we're really clear of mind and body right now.
We did the list, and I was like, I really want to get the John Carpenter.
Pretty sharp.
We got some stuff coming up. I got some, we might revisit, this is news to you, we might revisit a top five. I think we're going to go back, and we're going to revisit a top five, because we have a guest.
I was thinking
we're going to time travel?
No. We're going to, we've done.
Let's not say what it is.
No, I won't, because we've got some.
Can you tell me off pod?
Oh, yeah.
But we've got some future guests, some people that want to do the podcast that have shown interest, so I said we can do that. And some different perspectives. Yeah, maybe. So, and they threw out, let's do this, and I said, we've done that. And I was like, I want to do it again. Doing some new movies. So, yeah, it's we're a little lacking in October. I apologize to the listeners.
We're busy.
We're very busy. It was a weird month.
October's always busy.
Reminds me of Tombstone. We're busy. We're all busy.
I can't wait till Johnny Ringo runs this outfit.
Winner to the king, $500. Shut up, Ike.
Shut up, Ike.
Another great Kurt Russell movie.
Yeah.
Winner to the king.
All right, let's wrap this up. Let's get out of here. It's been a long week. It's been longer.
Yeah.
So that was Pop Junk Movies, Top 5 Movie Parties. If we didn't mention something, hit us up on iTunes, leave us a review, and tell us that we're terrible.
Like and share.
We're up to 10 five-star reviews. That's good stuff.
That's really good. 10 five-stars.
And there's only four of us sitting here, so that means that there's six unbiased opinions
that's
out there
true.
That like yes. us.
That's good stuff.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, just hit us up on iTunes or hit us up on Automatic. I'm never going to make a Facebook page. I'm never going to make an email. I fucking hate Twitter. I will never check it.
And if you're listening to us right now, friends of us or on Facebook or whatever you are out there, if you have a top five that you want
yes.
to hear, please let us know.
Jason Carlisle said he's got a handful of top fives he wants to hear, so I told him we will indulge
him. The best part is, we will fucking do them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not bullshit.
We will do them.
I'm legit running out of ideas.
I know we don't have a website or a proper email, but... If you see us on Facebook or Podomatic, you know, message that and tell us a top five that you would like to see.
Yeah.
Friend us.
Yeah, just friend me on Facebook. My name is Adam Grover. I'm not that cunt that does paintings. There's another Adam Grover. He's like an artist. Yeah, that's not me. Yeah.
Who?
Kill him.
He's another Adam Grover, and he's like a painter or something.
He's gotta go.
Yeah, he's gotta go. He's done.
Do you have a gun? Well, you gotta get a gun.
Get him out of here.
There's a wonderful picture of me in a suit. That's me. If you find me, friend me. I'll friend you back.
He's a real person.
He's the wolf.
I am the wolf. So that was Pop Junk Movies, Top 5 Movie Parties. As always, I was Adam.
I was Evan.
I was Corey.
And
I'm
the
Dexter.
And the beard's coming back.
And the beard is coming back. Thank
grave
you.
Grave before shave.
Grave?
The grave before shave.
Oh, that's like a hardcore Movember.
Yeah, it is.
No shade, no
he sent me a shirt that has it on it. I have to buy it. It's like a Viking.
Of course
it is. Yeah.